Next patient is Selena BT. That's Selena, C-E-L-E-N-A. C as in cat, C-E-L-E-N-A. BT is B-E-A-T-T-Y. B as in boy, B-E-A-T-T-Y. T as in Thomas. Selena, date of birth is 7/21/41. Next line, date of visit is 1/11/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Xavier Farach, F-A-R-A-C-H, Xavier, J-A-V-I-E-R. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of bronchiectasis and chronic bronchitis. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 70, let's see, this is a 80-year-old female who has a prior history of chronic bronchitis, bronchiectasis, and a history for immunoglobulin deficiency, has received IVIG infusions every 6 weeks. She has chronic sinusitis and recurrent lower respiratory infections, as well as MRSA infection and multi-drug resistant infections, for which she has been on various antibiotics given by the infectious disease service. The patient has a cough. She brings up a greenish sputum. She denies fever, she chills. She has no hemoptysis or chest pains and no night sweats. Next paragraph, past history has included history for bronchiectasis and COPD. Says IgG deficiency. I'm sorry, she has immunoglobulin deficiency and history for hypertension. They also bronchoscopy is done, as well as colonoscopy, and skin cancer is removed. Next paragraph, habits the patient does not smoke and no significant alcohol use. Next, allergies to Bactrim, clindamycin, cardizem, and penicillin. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a stroke, as well as one brother from a heart attack. Mother died of complications of diverticular surgery. Next paragraph. System review of the patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has cataract, and she has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she has no hay fever. She has wheezing and persistent cough and shortness of breath. She also has nausea, vomiting. She has diarrhea and constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations, no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle aches. She has numbness of the extremities and memory loss. Next paragraph, med list. Includes Tessalon Pearls 100 milligrams TIDPRN, Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, Ventolin inhaler 2 puffs PRN, and Xanax 0.5 milligrams, such as Cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams daily, and multiple vitamins and supplements. Next paragraph, physical exam, this averagely built elderly female, I'm sorry, white female, was in no acute distress, no pallor, icterus, clubbing of peripheral edema. Her blood pressure is 50 by 80, pulse is 96, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 150, saturation 98. HEND is non-spalic, pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Ears, no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, and S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, and again, megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bronchiectasis with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of chronic sinusitis. Number 3 is immunoglobulin deficiency, and number 4 is depression and anxiety. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and also get a CT chest without contrast. She will continue antibiotic coverage per ID service, and was advised to continue the IVIG infusions every 6 weeks, and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 1 month. She will use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN for shortness of breath. I will review the CT chest and make an addendum report in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Zabir Faraj, F-A-R-A-C-H, Zabir, and Dr. Reba Isaac, R-E-B-A, Isaac, I-S-A-A-C. Thank you.